just out dealing drugs. He was out stealing stuff. And in the process, he killed a trophy bull elk in the Wasatch Limited Entry Unit over by Strawberry Reservoir.
In 2016, Conservation Officer Eric Miller received tips through Utah's Help Stop Poaching hotline that a wanted felon in northeastern Utah possessed firearms and was using them to kill prized wildlife illegally. These tips eventually led to the arrest of Kenny Swenson Jr. for poaching and more because of the tip line.
And other hunters starting to tell me, hey, this guy's up here. He probably shouldn't be hunting. This guy was a felon and he shouldn't have firearms. And so the search was on. I was able to put some cameras and was able to get license plates of his going up into the canyon. So I was able to prove that he was there.
In December, Swenson pleaded guilty to two counts of wanton destruction of protected wildlife, both third-degree felonies. He's been ordered to pay $16,000 to Help Stop Poaching Fund and sentenced to no more than 5 years in prison for each charge. He also lost hunting privileges for 28 years. Swenson is serving jail time in Oregon on drug charges.
We're not just wildlife officers. We actually deal with a lot of different items, you know. A lot of times we're taking care of those drug-related activities and trying to get those drugs off the streets.
While investigating the Swenson case, Miller received more illegal poaching tips through the hotline. In this case, William, or Billy August Thompson, eventually admitted to killing a total of 4 bull elk, including 2 trophy bulls, 4 cow elk, and 2 buck deer in Uinta and Duchesne counties.
Eventually just admitted that he had an addiction to hunting, and he was just killing whatever he could.
In March, the Uinta County man pleaded guilty to all charges against him. He has been ordered to pay more than $16,000 to help fund the state's Help Stop Poaching hotline and program.
So we're doing our best to keep it a fair game out there so that people aren't getting animals stolen from them.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.